This is Johnny B. Truant from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast, where paranoia does more than just give you hypertension.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 251, Huffing Air Dusters. Before we get to the main topic, I have a job posting to announce. This isn't for me, but for Master Rondi McKee of White Tiger in Cary, North Carolina. Master Rondi is a fellow columnist for Taekwondo Times magazine, and she owns the world's largest Taekwondo school. She's looking to hire two Taekwondo masters to work in her school. The positions are salaried with the ability to earn commission and bonuses. Benefits include 2 weeks paid vacation and medical insurance. The pay range is $30,000 to $50,000 a year, depending upon skill, ability, and experience. Dang, that is probably the best package I have seen for working in a martial arts school. So, if you qualify, give her a call and submit your resume. The school's website is whitetigertkd.com. And the phone number is 919-469-3553. I'll also include a link in the show notes. Now we're going to switch gears and talk about something that is a lot less fun than working in a martial arts school. This week, we're going to take a look at huffing and a new trend that is killing kids. Huffing has been around a long time. It's a cheap and extremely dangerous way of getting high. The most common method is to spray or place the source in a container, usually a bag, and inhale the vapors. Another method is to hold a soaked rag over the nose or mouth. Kids and teens do crazy things like paint, nitrous oxide from whipped cream cans, hairspray, glue and resins, paint thinner, butane, propane, correction fluid, Freon, and even gasoline. The list is huge, and the chemicals are extremely dangerous. It boggles the mind that people would even consider it, but we are talking about young kids and teenagers. Statistically, the heaviest users are between the ages of 12 and 17. The chemicals can have an immediate and significant impact on the body. The chemical used determines which organs affected. I had a cousin go blind from sniffing glue. His eyesight partially returned over the course of many years. The vapor from the glue he sniffed killed brain cells, and the ones randomly hit just happened to be related to eyesight. A new and deadly trend is computer air dusters. These are the types of cans you can find in any computer or office supply store. Heck, I have a couple of cans on the shelf in my office right now. Those cans contain chemicals other than pure air. The most common additives can cause sudden death. They have an immediate effect on the heart, causing it to beat rapidly, and can result in a heart attack. Now, sudden death from a heart attack can occur at any time, including the first use. There is no buildup. It's a complete crapshoot every time the inhalant is taken. Just last week, a 14-year-old girl from a neighboring community here in Los Angeles, an honor student, died the first time she tried huffing computer air dusters. The cause of death listed was a heart attack. Her sister found her in her bed with a can still attached to her mouth and her nose taped closed. She had no previous drug habits, and a search of her computer revealed no history of researching the topic. The best guess is that she heard about it at school and decided to try it. So parents, please talk to your kids about the dangers of inhalants. They're easy to get, cheap, and legal to purchase. Combine that with a huge amount of damage they can cause the body, including instant death, they're a big threat. A good resource to learn more information is inhalants.org. I'll include a link to that in the show notes. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, right into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.